Hey, yo, 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 it's that bread time!
Hello, everyone. This is Gabriel Valdivia.
And this is Charlie D.
Okay, so today we want to talk about the latest in Apple News is this reality show called Planet of the Apps.
Last evening, I saw a Mac Rumors post about Eddie Q talking about this show, and I watched the trailer on YouTube. I immediately tweeted GULP period and a link to the YouTube video. In which I deleted that approximately like 30 minutes later.
So first off, I think it is pretty alarming to see Will.i.am judging anything, let alone something that relates to our profession. And then that was pretty alarming. And then the second wave despair came from Gwyneth Paltrow telling me whether my app could be good or not. And then the third one is Jessica Alba saying that I should, like, whether this is something that is worthwhile or not. That trifecta of judges for me kind of delegitimizes this whole show. It makes it feel very poppy, very like, what do celebrities think about tech, right? Like, it's like this, I guess it's trying to find this common ground between Hollywood and quote unquote the new rock stars, which are
app makers.
So I don't know, to me that just kind of taints the whole thing. But like, moving that aside for a second, Gary Vee, or Gary Vaynerchuk, is someone that I have followed for a long time, and he is pretty abrasive, pretty like a tough pill to swallow. But if you do swallow it, it actually pays off in a really rewarding way. Like, he actually has some really interesting things to say, and actually contributes to the conversation in a way that's really important. And the fact that they're leveraging the App Store as like where they'll feature these winners, I think is really smart from Apple. It actually gives a pretty tangible reward that theoretically could actually equate to something pretty big.
My first reaction was, these are entertainers and actors. And what I saw was, it wasn't like I was upset even at Apple at first. It wasn't like I was upset with this format. Doesn't necessarily disturb me. What disturbed me was the like Hollywoodification of app development, removing the complexity and just celebrating the moments of drama, right? Like, the moment someone likes your app and gives you money for it is like a pretty dramatic moment, but the like endless hours of like refinement and like struggle and process that you're doing alone and like totally uninteresting, that's not gonna make TV. So I thought of it this way, like Apple could have gone two ways with this series. One is like got in the weeds, shown like all the various people who are like making stuff and it's not pretty. They're like doing whatever they can to try to like make something that's valuable to people and constantly pivoting. Or they could do this, you have one idea, we're gonna build that exact idea, have celebrities look at it and like then put it on top of the App Store. Then that was the moment where when I got to that point in the thought, I was like, oh, maybe it doesn't really matter. Maybe it's like this actually will like inspire more people to try to write code. It might inspire people to like be involved in these type of things and like show how independent developers can actually contribute to like, you know, these type of platforms really equally sometimes as like large companies. I saw there's value in this whole thing, but the ew factor is hard to get over still.
I can't help but think about America's Next Top Model, which I watch it. First, I watched kind of like just because it was on the TV because my fiance likes it. But after many years, I actually enjoy it now. Like, I actually enjoy seeing how they kind of take this idea of the public image and try to explore it. And they have models that are a little bit less predictable come to the show and use their unique facets to really kind of like build on top of them. Like, that's pretty cool. And they're using that concept of public image within the context of fashion to make some sort of statement out of it. That I think that's cool, and it's entertaining, right? You know, they have very creative ways of exploring that every week. And the same thing with Project Runway, like of these shows, like they have like sometimes they have like a week where you have to like pose using, I don't know, like garbage can.
No, I've seen that one.
Point is, they have really creative ways of exploring this idea, and Project Runway does the same thing. However, this app, this show seems to be more modeled around The Voice than it is any of these shows, where there are four judges and basically there's contestants that pitch to the judge, and then the judges fight to be chosen by the contestant, and then they represent them to VCs later on. Which is like, I don't know. Like, it seems like there's less room there to create something interesting for the exploration of what it is like to have a startup or create product together. And it feels really fabricated, like really synthetic, the experience that they have, not necessarily representative of what we go through.
Okay, we're reacting at a gut level to the product of the TV show. Let's go meta now. Apple is making a TV show. This is their first TV show, right?
I guess.
They are releasing it through their platform, which is Apple TV, right? Is that the only way you can watch it?
Apple Music, actually.
Okay, I gotta think about that for a second. What does that mean? Like,
I think Lemonade was released on Apple Music, right? So Apple Music is a terribly named product because it hosts more than just music, and they're trying to make it a place where you have exclusive video content as well. Beyonce's Lemonade was last year. I guess now they're gonna have TV shows.
So these are streaming contents, so it's like the equivalent of like a Netflix or Hulu. It's not like a downloadable content equivalent to iTunes Music Store.
I assume it's streamed, yeah, but maybe you stream, like, there's like, I don't know if you can stream all episodes at once like Netflix does, or you can stream, you know, like once a week.
I saw some people say some stuff on Twitter about Apple, I didn't read this, so I might be way off base here. I guess Apple, because of their privacy concerns, aren't going to be tracking like how many people watch it or something like that, which people were like making fun of that. I can imagine that's actually true and they just don't care about like those type of numbers, except that seems like it sets a bad precedent for their platform.
There's no way they're not going to measure that. That's ridiculous. How could they measure the success of the show otherwise?
I really don't know what I'm talking about. Maybe I'm way off base, but yeah, like how could they?
The only parallel I can think of is when they pre-bundled the U2 album into the iPods.
Yeah, it was like a U2 album, and it like just showed up on your phone.
Yeah. So that was probably the first. So they've been in the content game for a bit now. Now this is the first time they do that on a TV or like a video.
Okay, I'm gonna go there. So I also read a thing on Mac Rumors this week that was saying how Apple had like at least specced out these ideas of like Apple cafes in like the 90s. Did you see that at all?
Mm-mm,
no. Okay, so I'll just tell you about it then. It's like there were these like cafes and they were like really awesome postmodern horrible 90s design, and they each had like a monitor at each table.
Were they like Central Perk style?
No, it was like City of the Future type vibe. So and like everything was squiggly. And like the menu was like on the left side of the screen, and it had like really long menu titles like play a game right now or something like that. And so, you know, like everything was like real, and I was like, wow, UI has come pretty far. But anyway, the idea was like, I'm sure this idea was floating around Apple, which actually, if you think about it, is not very much different than the Apple Store at a fundamental level in the way that it was like, you know, celebrating Apple culture in public. But they decided to go for the store instead of this. Apparently, Steve himself like was like, no, we're doing the store. We're not doing the cafes. And I think that takes me to my cultural point now, which is I think they're the people who are leading Apple currently right now. I think they think this show is awesome. I think they think it's an awesome idea. I'm not saying whether they're right or wrong, but I get that vibe pretty specifically. How about you?
I think they support the show. They think it's awesome. I think the alarming part is that they think it's cool. Like, they think it's hip. Like, we're bringing this app culture into the mainstream, and we're legitimizing it in a way that they think is, I mean, I don't know what they think, but it seems like they think is forward thinking, and it feels very, very antiquated.
But are we wrong?
I mean, we shall see. I'm not going on a limb and say, no, we're not wrong. That show is going to suck.
They're setting up a pretty, like, this isn't the show that me as like a 17-year-old was going to like just go. I could be like, I gotta see Planet of the Apes, so I'm gonna go get that Apple Music account and like watch it, right? That it does not in any way, I'm not gonna go out of my way to watch this. If this show was on NBC or something like that, it's like far more likely that.
Well, here's the thing. We say that, but I fucking love Shark Tank, and I watched the shit out of The Voice, and I said already that I watched Project Runway and America's Next Top Model. So I watch all these shitty TV already, and like I'm entertained by it, and I'm not really running to get a subscription. Cable subscriber has it, but that model works, man. That formula works, and it hooked people, even like me, who think are too good for it.
Okay, let me try again. Look where Netflix is now, or look where like Amazon Prime Video or something like that is now. They are releasing a very large amount of shows tailored to individuals' interests, right? And because of that, you can probably find a show on Netflix that you like find interesting within like probably the American market or something like that. It's like not worldwide and it's not really representing everyone. But I'd say that they're like going in that direction, and that's like probably their long-term intention. I'm saying Apple's coming to the market with like creating media with one show, which is a game show about making apps.
I think, now that I think about it, maybe they're not in the same camp as Netflix or Amazon. Like maybe they'll see the success of the show as more people are submitting more apps into the App Store. Well, the one is to like kickstart the ecosystem of app creation in iOS, which is kind of stale, and leapfrog what seems to be a up and coming Android in the market of app creators.
I think that is interesting. Like if they could actually drive new development from the show and like measure it, that would be pretty impressive.
We'll see if these people in this show are actually engineers. They might just be like PM/CEO types who are just making spreadsheets, and they get connected to other engineers who are actually building this. Like maybe this show just celebrates the ideas, not the execution of these apps, and that is valuable too, right? Like getting more people thinking about how can they solve problems with the tool that is in their pocket every day. That's cool. More people participating in that is probably good.
Maybe that's another thing that worries me about the show, which is like you see these like famous people who clearly have a lot of money. That's how they could get their app started. You're saying that VC firms are essentially the way to propel the development of your app, which is like, that's a statement, right? It's like, you need more money. The other statement is like, you need to be featured by Apple for your app to be successful. So all three of those statements, I think, are actually pretty discouraging to young developers, because if you showed like the opposite story, which is like, hey, like by yourself, you can get pretty far building an app. By yourself, you can learn and like develop, like you don't have to invest, right? The thing that discourages people from writing apps more so than probably like learning to code is like, how the hell am I going to like pay for all this shit, right?
It seems like they're less tackling side project apps and more tackling like the next Snapchat or the next whatever, right? Like all these people that want to have the next it product. If that is your intention, you probably do need some sort of mentorship from someone that understands the market, and you do probably need to raise money. Like that seems to be like a harsh reality of this whole thing. However, I think the more constructive way of looking at it is just get yourself, just get your feet wet in the market, right? Just like make stuff, tinker with apps, tinker with this, with problem solving in this space. And once you get comfortable in that realm, then you can aspire to create the next Snapchat.
Yeah, so that's my question then. Like, could you have made a show that's about like my first app, and it shows someone who like isn't trying to take over the market, but they do successfully get their stuff in the store and show like that whole process, and then like maybe it gets like some downloads and that feels good, right? Like is that an interesting thing? Would that like hook people in, or does it really need the glitz and glamour of what they have done?
I think the stakes are too low. They're too personal, right? Like the main benefit of making a side project is because it's rewarding personally, right? That person is making whatever app and it feels great for them to make it, but for me, like, it's probably a shitty looking app that doesn't actually solve a problem, so for like the larger audience, they might not find that entertaining. Like it's just like, okay, great, you made a side project, good for you, and it's probably better for that person, but it might not inspire in me the need to solve a real problem.
I see your point. But I think some of my favorite apps really come from that world. Like the Destiny sort of, there's a Destiny companion app called Ishtar Collective. I believe it is an individual developer who has been working on this for like a couple of years. And this app is like, it changed the game. It like actually changed how like Destiny or like how Bungie actually like worked on their own app.
Sure, but I guess if you use the voice or Shark Tank as an analog, say in the voice somebody came and had a very unique style for singing that would apply it to only one specific niche. Would that be compelling television? Just having all these like weird acts, or not weird, but like hyper-specific acts that would only satisfy very small niches. Would that be better or worse television than like the next Mariah Carey or whatever?
Hard question. Why don't you tell us what you think about it on twitter.com or twitter.period.com. Yeah, we're Breadtime FM on the tweets machine, and we're breadtime.fm. That's our website. So check us out, subscribe. If you enjoyed this episode, share it with a friend and let them know that they should check us out because we like to hang out with people. Oh, we started a Slack channel, and now we're, Gabe looked at me and I was like, oh yeah. We can start a Slack channel and we like have like a little party that
it's
we
like
can.
It's a VIP channel, right? Only the right people can get in, right?
Insiders only, yeah. Meaning if you listen to this podcast, you're eligible.
If you're a human and you have like you have some sort of consciousness, you can join this this group.
Thanks again for listening. Have a wonderful day.